Shalom to all. And today's daf is the very last daf of Maseches Sanhedrin, daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and we are starting about the sixth line with a quote from the Mishnah, Kizvei HaKadosh Yignuzu. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Gemara tells us Masisun Dolai Kerbel Ezer. The Mishnah is not Kerbel Ezer. The Tanya of Brezer, Blazer, Emre Blazer tells us Kol Yir Sheish Ba'afil Mezuzah Achas. Any city that has even one mezuzah in it ain't an Asir Nidachas. It doesn't get turned into Yir Nidachas at all. Shnemar, because the pasuk says Visrafta Ba'esh Esir Ves Kol Shlala Kolil. You shall burn fire the city and all of its spoils completely. Burned, and if there's mezuzah in the city, you can't do this. Because the pasuk says, don't do this to Hashem your God. It's referring to burning and destroying of Avodah Zarah. And obviously, we can't do this to Hashem or things that are Hashem's, if you will, namely mezuzahs and holy scrolls. So clearly, our mission is not like Rabbi Elazar. Moving on, Rabbi Shimon Eimer, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu v'chulu, and really the next Gemara is going on the next part of the Mishnah where we have Machlekes, Rabbi Yosi Glin, Rabbi Kiva, whether or not we're allowed to build ginos and pardesim, gardens and orchards, in the place where the Yarni Dachas used to be. And the Gemara suggests, limit the Rabbi Oven, Amar Let's say the machlekes is an opinion of Rav Avin b'shem Rav Ila. Amar Rav Avin, Amar Rav Ila. He says as follows: Kol makam shatamoytze klal ba'asei uprat b'lois asei. Anytime we have a klal that's an asei and the prat is a lois asei, ain't done an asei b'chal uprat. We don't judge it as a regular klal uprat. We know that sometimes we have klal uprat and sometimes we have klal uprat to klal. And the way that a klal uprat works is that we have a klal, a generalization in the pasuk, then it's followed by a prat, a specification, and we say in b'chal el mashav prat that whatever's included in the klal is things that are similar to the prat. Which means that if we were to apply this to our pasuk, we would say as follows. The pasuk says, "V'haisa tel olam, it shall be a mound forever." That's the klal, generalization, mashma, that in the place where this Irani Dachas used to be, nothing, zero, efes, zilch, is allowed to be built. But then the pasuk says, "Lo sibana oid, it's not allowed to be built again." That's the prat, because we're focusing on the word sibana, which means to build buildings, as opposed to ginos and pardesim, gardens and orchards, technically should be allowed to be built based off of a classic klal uprat. However, as Rav Avin B'Shem Rav Ila just told us, that whenever we have a klal that's an asei and a prat that's a lois asei, we don't apply classic klal uprat. And over here, the klal is the asei, haisa tel olam, it should be a mound forever, and the prat is a lois asei, loi sibana oid. And now, attempting to apply this to the machlaikas in the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us, demar isled rabba avin, Rabbi Yose Gili holds rabba avin, that we're not going to apply klal uprat over here, and therefore we're going to ask her making this irani dachas even into ginus and pardesim, umar lesed rabba avin, and Rabbi Kiva does not hold rabba avin, namely we apply regular klal uprat to it, and therefore we only have an isser of loi sibana. We're not allowed to build buildings here, but it could be ginus and pardesim. However, the Gemara says, "Loi, that's not true." The kulei alma is lo derav oven. Really, across the board, everyone holds a derav oven, and generally, when the klal is asay and a prat is lois asay, we won't apply regular klal prat to it. But v'hachba kamiflegi over here is a totally different machlekes. My Rabbi Yosi Glili holds oid legami mashma. The way the pasuk says loisi bana oid, that's mashma completely. Don't put anything here, even ginus and pardesim. Whereas my Rabbi Kiva holds oid lekamasha haisa in a nivnes. When it says oid, that means don't build it ever again like it used to be a regular city. I will not see Ginus and Pardesim, but it could be turned into Ginus and Pardesim. And the Gemara continues on about we have a Braisa. How you buy a lawn solution? If there's detached trees in the city in the Irani Dachas, Asur, and then they're Asur, because they're part of the Shalal, the spoils of the city that have to be burned. Whereas Mechubarn, if they're connected to the ground, Mutar and their Mutar, and that's because, as we learned yesterday, the Pasuk tells us you gather everything to the Rechayv Shalir and burn it. But trees that are attached are missing something else. You can't just gather them, they're in the ground. You would have to cut them down and then gather them. And since the pasuk doesn't say anything about cutting down, therefore they'd be permitted. However, shel ir acheres, those belonging to a different city, bein tlushin bein mechubarin, whether they're detached or connected, aser, they're still aser. And my ir acheres, what's this ir acheres that we're talking about? Aram Chassi says, Yericha is referring to Yericha. The pasuk says, v'haisa ir cherem l'Hashem, the city of Yericha is cherem for Hashem, which means that even the attached trees, the ones that were still in the ground when they went to Yericha, those had to be destroyed as well. And now, once we're on the topic of Yericha, we continue. The pasuk says, v'yash b'yeshua b'yisa hilemar yesh. Made a shvua at that time saying, Arur ha'ish l'fnei Hashem, cursed is the man in front of Hashem, asher yakum ubana es ha'ir ha'zois es Yerichai, who gets up and builds this city Yerichai, and if he does do so, b'b'chayri sadena, he's going to lay the foundations with his firstborn, meaning his firstborn is going to die when he starts rebuilding it, and b'tzi'ira yatzid l'aseha, he's going to set up its gates with his youngest one, meaning his youngest child is going to die when he finishes building the city. And that's Yeshua's curse, that Yerichai is never allowed to be rebuilt. And Tanya of Abraisa explaining, why is it that Yeshua said a double lashon, ha'ir ha'zois es Yerichai? We know he's talking about Yerichai. The answer is Yeshua is clarifying what the curse is on. Lo Yerichai al shem Yeracheres, v'lo Yeracheres al shem Yerichai. This city, Yerichai, that was just destroyed, can't be rebuilt, even if it's going to be al shem Yeracheres. It's going to be called a different city. And also Yeracheres, another city in a totally different location, is not going to be built and call it Yerichai. And the curse is going to apply to both situations. And how do we know this? The pasuk says, Bana Chiel is based on Elias Yerichai. Chiel, who's the name of a guy, he built Yerichai. And this is talking about in a totally different location than the original Yerichai, but he built a city calling it Yerichai. What happened? The pasuk says, "Ba'avirim b'chari yasta." With Aviram, his firstborn, he laid the foundations, and it was Guv Seiroi Titzav Laseha. With Guv, his youngest son, he set up its gates. Meaning, these two sons of his died. And Tanya v'Braisa, "Ba'avirim b'chari Rasha loyha le'lomaid." Right now, we're understanding this means that with Aviram, his b'char, who was a Rasha, he wasn't necessarily supposed to learn a lesson not to continue building it. Only B'Guv Seiroi, according to some, the year says B'Guv Rasha hayloy le'lomaid, he should have learned at the death of his youngest son. And so the Gemara asks, "Aviram u'Guv my Avid, what did Aviram and Guv do wrong? Why are we calling Aviram a Rasha?" And according to this other gear, so that Skov is also called a Rasha, why are we calling them Rashaim? And the answer is, we're actually not. And this is how it's supposed to be understood. Hachikamar, this is what the Brisa is saying. Ba'avirim b'chayroi, hayaloi lilmoid lo'aysoi Rasha, with the death of Aviram, his firstborn, who wasn't a Rasha, that Rasha, meaning Chiel, he should have learned, b'sgov tse'iroi, not to continue building, so that Skov, his youngest one, doesn't die. Another thing we learn from here is, mimash shenem b'avirim b'chayroi, any idea sh'sgov tse'iroi, from the fact that the Pasuk calls Aviram his Bachar, don't I know that Skov, who's the only other child mentioned in the Pasuk, is referring to his youngest son? It's obvious. And so Matan Wonder Skov Tseiroi, why does the Pasuk tell us Skov, his youngest son, that tells us that he was burying all of his other children that he had from Aviram until Skov. When he laid the foundations, his oldest kid Aviram died, and as he continued building the city, his other children that he had, that are not named in the Pasuk, continued dying all the way until Skov, his youngest one, who died when he set up the gates of the city. The Gemara continues, Achav Shushvini Hava, Achav, we know about evil King Achav, who we spoke about previously. He was a friend of Chiel, and also Iyuv Elio, Lemishal B'Shalom Beit Hamya, him and Elio Anavi went to the Beit Hamya, which is the Beis Avelos, to go be Menachem Avol Chiel after his kids died. Yosef Amar, he was sitting and saying, this is Achav, Doma Kimelet Yeshua Hachilat, maybe when Yeshua gave this curse, this is what he was cursing. Lo Yericha Hashem Yiracheres, Vlo Yiracheres Al Shem Yerichai. The Yericha itself is not allowed to be rebuilt, even if it's being called a different name, and a different city is not allowed to be built with the name Yerichai, and that's what Chiel did. Maybe that's why all of his kids died. So Amar Elio, Elio told Achav, in. Yes, that's exactly why his kids died. So Amar Lei Achav told him, ha, that's a joke. I don't believe that. Hashel Avatsa de Moshe loy kamakayma. Now, even the curse of Moshe wasn't fulfilled. The Chsev was Moshe Rabbeinu say, v'sarata v'vatem v'goymer, that if you turn away from Hashem and serve other gods, uksev the Pasuk says, v'char af Hashem v'chem, v'otar as Hashemai v'goymer, Hashem's anger is going to burn at you, and he's going to stop up the heavens, meaning it's not going to rain. And v'ahu gavra, this man, says Achav about himself, oikim loy avayuz kechav makol talim v'talim, he set up idols on every single row. There's idols all over the place, says Achav, v'loy shavik lay mitil mezel miskid lay, and there's so much rain, it doesn't even allow him to go and bow down to his idols. So avatsa de Yeshua, talmid makayma, you really think that the curse of Yeshua, Moshe Rabbeinu's talmid, is going to be makayim? You can't say this is because of the curse of Yeshua. Now Elio got upset at this, and miyad, right away, what does the pasuk tell us? Vayomer Elio atishbi, mitoshi ha-gilod, Elio atishbi from Gilod said, we have to add in the words over here, el Achav to Achav, chay Hashem by the life of Hashem, elokei Yisrael, im yeh Hashanah ma'ilu, we have to add in those words, talu matar v'goymer, if these years are going to have talu matar. Bar rachme Elio davin to Hashem, v'havu le ekli dimitra, Hashem gave him the key of rain, v'kam v'azal, he got up and left, and the pasuk then goes on to say, how there was a terrible famine in the land because there was no more rain. This was decreed by Elio due to the blasphemy from Achav that, look, we do have a Dezara and no rain comes. Now the pasuk continues saying, Vahidvar Hashem Elav Lamar, the word of Hashem came to Elio saying, Lech Mizeh, leave from here, Ufani Solcha Kedma, go towards the east, Nistalter Nachal Kris, and you should hide by Nachal Kris. That's because Achav was angry at Elio, wanted to kill him due to the fact that he was the cause of the famine. And the pasuk continues, Va'arvim Mevim Loy Lechem Ubasar Ubiker Vagaymer, and the ravens, they brought bread and meat for Elio every single morning. That's how he was sustained. He drank from this Nachal for his water. Now we just pause and ask, Mehecha, where do they get this bread and meat from? Amar Yehuda Marav, he answers, Mibay Tifchid Achav, they actually brought it from the kitchens of Achav. The pasuk continues, Vahimi Ketz Yomim, it was after some time, Vayivash HaNachal, and the Nachal dried up, Kilo Yashem Ba'aretz, because there was no rain in the land. Even the Chazit Ikat Sar Ba'alma, once Hashem saw that there was a great sire in the world, and still Elio refused to allow rain to come, remember Elio had the key for rain, save the pasuk says, Vahidvar Hashem Elav Lamar, the word of Hashem came to him saying, Kum Lech Tzerfasa, go to Tzerfasa, which was a city, and I want you to be sustained by a woman who lives over there. And Hashem was orchestrating things, as we're going to see in a moment, to enable there to be rain to come. Save, and afterwards the pasuk says, Vahiyachad Ramayelos, after these things, Chalabanu Isha Balas Habayis, the son of the woman who's the Balas Habayis, who's taking care of Elisha, he got sick and he actually died. And since Elio was being supported by her, he felt the Hakar Satoiv that he wanted to bring her back to life. And Bal Rachme, he davened Hashem, L'mitan Le'akli Tchiyas Samesim, to give him the key of Tchiyas Samesim to bring the child back to life. And Amar Le, he told him, Shalosh Mavtachos Lo Nimsru L'Shliach, there are three keys are not given over to any Shluchim. There are many keys in Shemayim, and they're all given to various Malachim as Shluchim to take care of. But three keys are held onto by Hashem, Shal Chaya, childbirth, Shal Geshamim, and rain, Shal Tchiyas Samesim, and bring the dead back to life. And if I give you the key of Tchiyas Samesim, Yomru, people are going to say, Shtayim Biyat Talmid V'Achaz Biyat Rav, the two are in the hands hand of the Talmud and one is in the hand of the Rav, the master, the only key that's going to be left by Hashem is going to be that of childbirth. And that doesn't make so much sense. And what happened? I see Havi Shakal Hai, give this one and take that one. And how do we know that's what happened? That Elio gave the key for rain back and took the key of Tchias HaMeisim. The Pasuk says, Lech Harel Achav Etna Matar, go appear to Achav and tell him that there's going to be rain, because now that Hashem has the key back, he can bring rain. And Darsha Ugli Law Kamet Rav Chisda, there was a Galilean that Darsha in the front of Rav Chisda, Mashal Del Yol Ma Dover Daima, what's a Mashal Del Yol compared to? Legava the Tarke Legale, to a person who locked his own gate, Va'avdel Miftache, and then he lost his key. And that's exactly what happened. Elio locked the gate of rain. He thought he had the key and he was going to be able to control when rain came, but it turned out that he lost the key. In other words, Hashem engineered it in a way that he had to give the key to rain back to him. And Darsha Yesi B'Tzipayri, Yesi Darsha B'Tzipayri, Abba Elio, Father Elio, which is a way of Chashivas and endearment, referring to Elio Anavi, Kofi Yigimel Mabez on top, Kapton Hava. He was a Kapton, which means he's a person that got upset at things. And that's the reason why he decreed that there shouldn't be any rain, because he got upset due to the fact that Achav said that Moshe Rabbeinu's curse didn't come true. See, we're serving Avodah Zarah, and there's still a lot of rain. Now, have a Ragel Mesi Gabay. It was common that Elio would come to Rabbi Yossi. However, Ichsi Menei Tlasu Yomi V'loy Asa. For 3 days, he covered himself from him and didn't come. And Ki Asa, when finally Elio showed back up to Rabbi Yossi, Amar Lei, Rabbi Yossi asked him, Amar Lei Asa Meir, why didn't you come? Amar Lei told him, Captain Karsli, you called me a captain. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yossi told him, Hada Kaman de Kokapid Meir. See, we see for this very thing, you were Makbid. Meaning, you took umbrage at the fact that I called you a captain and you didn't come. That's clearly a show of Kaptanus. Now we go back to Koran Mishnah, where we had said, V'loy Yid Bagbiel Chamu'um and Achirem, and that tells us, Kol Zman Shoshan Ba'olam Charnaf Ba'olam V'chulu. Anytime there's Rishayim in the world, there's this Charoinaf, this anger in the world. I think where it says, Man Rishayim, who are these Rishayim? Amar Rav Yosef, he says, Ganve, referring to Ganavim. And Tanar Banu, we have a Braisa, Rasha Ba'la Olam, Charoin Ba'la Olam. When Rasha comes to the world, anger comes to the world. Shinam the Pasuk says, Vay Rasha Ba Gam Buz Ve'im Kalein Cherpa. When Rasha comes, Buz Kalein and Cherpa come. And Rasha Avin Min Olam, when Rasha gets destroyed from the world, when he disappears, Taiva Ba'la Olam. Now good comes to the world. Shinam because the Pasuk says, Uva Void Rishayim, Rina. In the destruction or the loss of Rishayim, that brings song. And Tzadik Nifter Min Olam, if a Tzadik leaves the world, Rabba Olam, bad comes to the world. Shem because the Pasuk says, Had Tzadik Avad Ve'enish Sam Alev, the Tzadik was lost and no one pays attention. Va'anche Chesed Nasafim Ve'en Maven, men of Chesed are gathered in without understanding. B'nei Hara Nesav Tzadik, it's because of the bad the Tzadik was gathered in. However, we end up on a good note, Tzadik Ba'al Olam, Toiva Ba'al Olam. When Tzadik comes to the world, good comes to the world. Shem because the Pasuk says about Noach, who is an Ish Tzadik, Zayinach Hameinu Mimaseinu Mitzvan Yadeinu, this one will be Menachem us, will comfort us, he will bring us good. Hajar Lach Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chilek Uslik La Masechet Sanhedrin. Mazel for finishing the entire Masechet Sanhedrin, just like Ruzecha finished this Masechet together. We should be Zecha to finish the entire Shas Bahavli together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the brand new Masechet Makos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.